dangerous. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Made for everybody.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yes, it's Friday, and shout to all the Virgos. My birthday weekend begins today.
Damn, your birthday is right around the corner.
That's right. This Sunday is my actual born day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now.
Your born day is Sunday. My brother Wax born day is Sunday. Mm-hmm. And my sister Paige born day is Sunday.
That's right. Shout out to Danny Francis. His birthday is Sunday
Danny,
as well.
Yep.
September 3rd.
So that means everybody's parents are having sex like around, what, Christmas, Thanksgiving?
March, May, June, July, August, September. Yeah, around there, around November.
Around the holidays.
I didn't know Joe Budden was a born day. His born day was yesterday,
yeah,
matter of fact.
Yeah, he's lying about
being,
as well.
He lying about being 37. 46 at least.
46 at least.
His beard tells the tale.
I think Budden's about 37, 38.
No, okay. Well, he's aging terribly.
Oh, my goodness.
Aging like milk.
My goodness.
Stop. Well, he smokes cigarettes, though.
Yeah, that is true.
Smoking cigarettes will age you.
And remember, he used to do drugs heavily.
That is true, too.
So, Can y'all just tell the man happy birthday?
Happy birthday. I tell him happy born day. I saw him yesterday. I told him happy born day. But, you know, also we have to tell him to deal with the reality of the situation. Because, you know, I want him to be here a long, long time. But I want him to know exactly what cards he's having to play.
I think his cards are fair now. I think he stopped all the drugs and stuff. And hopefully he's good money.
Yeah,
and he's having a baby, so and congratulations.
There you go. And more reason to want to be alive,
to live longer.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Absolutely. Now you know when I realized I wasn't built for this. Let me tell you. So
built for what?
I'm gonna tell you. I'm totally retired out of the argument game. Yesterday I was trying to park my car in the lot. Right now I park my car in this lot all the time, and it was a new guy there, and he told me no. So I asked him. I said, well, why can't I park in the lot? And he said the lot is full. But I seen a guy outside with a flag waving people in. So I started arguing with him.
Was it a Confederate flag?
No, it wasn't a Confederate flag.
Okay.
But I kind of felt like he didn't want me to park my car in there because I was black, but I could have just been butthurt, and maybe that's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. But I started arguing with the guy, and then he told me, get the F out of here. And usually, it would have been a problem. But I was like, you know what? I can't hit him. If I hit him, he's going to sue me.
I'm not going to park here after he doesn't even want my car.
Because who knows what he might do.
Put a banana in your tailpipe.
Exactly. So I just...
And then you'd have been really butthurt.
So I just turned around and left. And I didn't have a problem with it. I was like, usually I would have been mad for the rest of the day. Like, I want to go back and do something. But I was like, you know what? I'm a grown-ass man with five kids.
How big was he, first of all, before I give you credit for... how big was he? How big was he?
And Envy also will run that, oh, you mad it's not your car?
I didn't even say that. I didn't even go that way. It was three of them. I think they were either Mexican or Latino. They was like right in the middle.
Oh, the Mexicans would have whipped your ass.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Mexicans would have whipped. Let me tell you something.
I
never got my ass whipped.
Ain't too many men out here tougher than Mexicans, okay? You got to fight a Mexican, all right? I used to live next to one named Julio. And me and Julio used to fight literally all day long.
Over what?
This kid just fighting. We was cool, but you know, you get to tussling and wrestling and punching, and you'd have to fight him all day. He did not stop. The Mexicans would have whipped your ass in that parking garage.
Yeah, his name was Juan and Jesus. And I was like, you know what?
Jesus, sorry.
Oh my gosh, Andy. You are really not letting
Juan
go
and
anymore.
Jesus would have whipped your ass.
Yeah, it said Jesus. And I was like,
Jesus.
And I was like, you know what? I don't want this action.
That's what it boiled down to. You haven't matured out of an argument. You just knew better than to get your ass kicked.
I got out of it. I told him some things. I don't even know if they understood what I said, but he said,
okay.
I said, you know what?
You don't know if they understood. What do you mean?
Because I said, I was like, go, never mind. But they told me to get the F out of there, and
you
I got the F out of there.
You told them what?
I cursed them out. But then okay. he told me to get the F
get
out
the
of
out of here, see, so you get your ass kicked.
It did. That's what
and truthfully, you cannot park your car somewhere where you get into an argument with people parking your car. It doesn't make any sense to do that.
You're right. Nah. So I turned around and I was like...
They might have planted dope in your vehicle.
You're right. And I felt like, you know, I just watching the Conor McGregor fight and he was tapped out of seventh round. I'd be like, I tapped out in 30 seconds. I'm like, you know what? Let me get my ass out of here. Find another parking lot.
Yeah, we're glad you did.
Yeah. I taped it, though. I'll show you the tape. I mean, I'll show you the tape in a little bit. Him cursing me out and me walking away. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Of course, we're giving you updates on Texas and Harvey and what's going on there. There's some more emergencies. And, you know, this is far, 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 far from over. And then we'll talk about tattooing a kid in elementary school.
What?
Like a
real
tattoo?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. And shout out to everybody going to Vegas for Labor Day. I'm going to be in Vegas Saturday and Sunday celebrating my birthday.
Wow, you back to Vegas.
Yeah, back to Vegas. I'm doing a pool party at rehab, and then I'm going to be hanging with Floyd at Floyd's Club Saturday night. So we're going to have a lot of fun in Vegas. I think Kevin Hart does his weekend out there as well, so I'm going to hang with all those
and
guys.
And it's Luda Day weekend in Atlanta, too.
Yeah, Luda weekend in Atlanta.
Yeah, Kev is doing this weekend out there. I saw the flyers for that.
Yeah, so we'll be out there. But let's talk about the Hurricane Harvey updates.
Right. Well, Donald Trump has said he's giving $1 million to Hurricane Harvey relief. He said he doesn't know exactly where that's going to go yet, but he wants the reporters to help him decide which organization would maximize the impact of his findings. So he wants fake news to tell him where to donate his money to.
Well, at least he's like a lot of other people. You know, they just don't want to give their money to anybody. They want to give their money to organizations that are going to directly affect the people.
Right. So we'll see. They haven't announced where that's going to go yet, but he did say he plans to give $1 million.
Out of his own pocket. That's honorable.
I would love to know why Donald Trump wouldn't go immediately to the Red Cross. One of those organizations like that. Like, I would love,
well, the fact that he wouldn't make, you know, open everybody's eyes. If the president's not going straight to the Red Cross, it might be a problem.
Well, I mean,
situation.
Come on. Hey, listen, it is President Donald Trump.
Now, the JJ Watt charity train is still going because they just broke $10 million.
Wow.
Ellen DeGeneres actually gave a check from Walmart for $1 million during her show, and she gave $50,000, and Miley Cyrus gave $500,000. FYI.
Well, listen, for a lot of people looking to want to give some money, man, I'm about to post a link from my man Trader Truth and Angel by Nature and Friends Know Houston and the Golden Triangle. That's where I'm going to be giving my resources and my money to, because if you know anything about Trader Truth, he's got his own day in Houston. He's always in the field
in
Houston.
He's for the people.
And he's for the people. I trust him with my resources and my money. So I'm going to post that link in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm with you. I give my money to Trader Truth all day.
All right, and in Dallas now, there's a gas panic, and they're saying this could have been prevented. There's long, long lines at the local gas pumps. A lot of those gas stations are dry right now. But what happened was a lot of people went out and just started getting gas in droves when they didn't really need it. They said if the people of Dallas had worked to conserve gas and only purchased more when they needed it, then the city would have been fine until the refineries were up and running again in the coming days or weeks. But because people panicked and went and started draining the supplies at the pumps, now there's no gas left, and that's why you see those long lines. And $99 for a case of water. Also, one store in Houston was charging $20 for a gallon of gas, $8.50 for a bottle of water, and $99 for a case.
You can't be mad at people for not doing what our instincts are. First thing that they teach us to do when it's a storm or some type of natural disaster is go load up on gas. Absolutely.
All right, and Hurricane Irma could be the next weather disaster. They're not sure where that's going to come, but right now it's in the Atlantic, and they're saying there's a threat in the Caribbean and potentially in the United States next week, but they don't know for sure what's going to happen, so make sure you keep an eye out for that. And here's a crazy story. A young girl, 12 years old, ended up having a tattoo, and now her mother and the tattoo artist are under arrest.
Now, they should be.
Yeah, now apparently... In case you didn't know, you can't tattoo somebody under the age of 18, even if they have their parents' consent. You're not allowed to do that.
Not at all.
And a teacher discovered the tattoo. It was a cross with the words, "Jesus loves," on the right shoulder of the 12-year-old. They saw that at a school dance. Now, the child said her father forced her to get the tattoo after he picked out the design and drove her to an unknown residence. Turned out the child was lying and later on had to change her story. She said it was her idea to get the tattoo, and she said she couldn't identify the man who gave it to her. What ended up happening was there was video footage of Brenda Hope Gaddy tattooing this 12-year-old during an event, and during the party she was also providing tattoos to several people in attendance, including that 12-year-old victim. There was no money exchanged. They said the free tattoo was just like a party favor, so they have video of the incident, and that's when Brenda Hope Gaddy Gaddy had to admit she was the person that did the tattoo. And the victim's mother, Emmy Crystal Nolan, was arrested as well, charged with being a party to the crime.
Where are they from? You know?
No.
I don't understand of having parental consent if the parents aren't capable of making wise decisions themselves. Like, there's no reason for a child to be getting a tattoo.
In Georgia.
Like, why would you let a child get a tattoo? I don't understand why we do these permanent things to kids who are having these temporary feelings. The kid is 6 or 7 years old, like, oh, I want me a tattoo.
But the parents were there, right?
Yeah, they were there. It was like a party.
Oh, that's crazy. They should go to jail. Absolutely.
And I want to see the video, and I want to see if this little kid cried.
Shut up, man.
That should be the determining factor. If this little kid didn't cry, he was ready for a tattoo.
Oh, stop it.
It was a girl. Tattoos hurt like hell. So if this little kid got a tattoo and didn't cry, you know what? He deserves it.
All right. Well, that's your front page news.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Pick up the mother phone and dial. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jessica.
Jessica, you mad because your ex-husband is trying to what you now?
He is trying to out me to my colleagues, my professional colleagues, as an ex-stripper, which was long ago. But now he is trying his hardest to out me.
What was your stripper name?
I'm an assistant principal. Oh, well, I don't want to quote my stripper name. I'm from Florida, and I used to strip in Miami, Tampa area back in the day a long time ago. And it has afforded me a very comfortable lifestyle now. I don't have to work. It pays for my master's. I'm an assistant principal. I have investments from when I was a stripper. And that's basically what ruined our marriage anyway. He kind of found out about my financial situation and was hating and jealous. And it just caused problems when the woman makes more money.
Well, here's the thing. I always tell people, live your truth so nobody can use your truth against you. If you had told everybody about your stripper past, then he wouldn't be able to use that against you now.
Now, was it that he was jealous about the money that you made, or was he upset that you did not disclose that information?
I mean, I didn't have to disclose it until we got married. You don't need to know about my investments, but it was more of just jealousy and being a small man.
Damn.
So what do you plan to do, boo?
I mean, I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to do about it now, but I'm an assistant principal, like I said, trying to be a principal. I don't have time to be, you know, trying to cover up my past, which I'm not ashamed of.
Do you still love him?
Hell no. We're divorced.
Well, he can't prove it. How can he prove you a stripper unless he got pictures?
Well, that's the thing. He may have some pictures that I had in an old photo album from long ago.
They can't fire you for what you used to do. Come on, man.
I don't know about that.
Being a stripper is not an illegal profession.
I just don't need my colleagues knowing that about me. I'm a very professional woman. That's how they know me, and I don't need them knowing me as anything else.
Well, listen, everybody got a past. And so if they judge you on your past, then they're just not good people. Period. It's a piss your pack behind you.
You're right, but I like to keep my professional life professional. So
I agree with that. What you do outside of work, it shouldn't affect what you do inside work.
Well, good luck, Mama.
It was years ago, though. It was like 10 years ago.
Right. This is what you need to do. Call a meeting. All right, have all your colleagues come to the meeting, stand up in front of the class, and give them a show.
And make it clap.
Give them a show. That's all. Make it clap one good time. That's all. That's it.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, great morning, Breakfast Club. FB, Charlamagne, Angie. This is your boy, JT, South Florida. Just wanted to check up and check in on you guys because I'm blessed.
What up, JT?
JT, what's up? Get it off your chest.
Hey, man, I'm so blessed. I remember a few weeks ago, I called you guys, let you know I was a few pounds from my goal. You guys said it was going to be a little challenging, and which it was. But today, September 1st, I've lost a total of 37 pounds and counting.
Nice.
Just wanted to share the great news and share, Charlotte. What's up?
How much you weigh now?
I'm at 224 and counting.
My brother, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations,
man.
Bro.
It's not easy, but the hard work will pay off. Do you feel like less of a fat ass?
Of course, man, for sure, man. But definitely thank you guys for everything. Listen to you guys every morning. Have a great day and enjoy the rest of the month because it just started.
All right, I can't wait till you can look down and fully see your penis without a stomach obstructing your view.
Hello, who's this?
Carter from Jersey.
Hey, what's up, man? Get it off your chest.
What's up, man? Yo, we're in the beautiful Angela Yee.
She here.
Good morning.
Get on, baby.
Hey, what's up, baby?
I'm trying to figure out. I mean, I hear y'all every other day because I can't even see y'all doing work. I'm doing that overtime. But I know y'all got, like, places that you can send stuff directly closed. Like, there's a truck that's in Jersey that's going straight out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing that. Like, we're doing that too. I got to find out when the truck is leaving. But directly send money.
Okay. You want to directly send money. Okay.
Directly send money. Okay.
I'm gonna tell you who I'm giving money to, man. I'm giving money to my man Trader Truth and Angel by Nature and Friends Know Houston and the Golden Triangle. They've come together and they're helping Houston and Port Arthur and surrounding cities, man. And if you have any kind of donations, you can call them at 832-250-3565 for more details. They got a GoFundMe set up. I actually posted the GoFundMe on my Twitter just now, but that's who I'm messing with.
And I definitely donate my money there as well. I donated money already to the Houston Food Bank. $1 equals 3 meals there. And they've been doing this for years now. You can follow them on Instagram, Houston Food Bank.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. So, OWN has a brand new show called Black Love, and we'll tell you about the record ratings when that show debuted.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy. What?
Number one rap record in the country.
You're right over there.
Number two record in the country, y'all. And Cardi B is bringing a gold plaque back to the Bronx. Drop one of Clue's bombs for Cardi B. Damn it. Lord have mercy.
She's going to get a couple platinum. I think it's going to go double or triple platinum.
Hey, man, I can't wait. She deserves it all.
Absolutely. Now, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Black Love.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Black Love debuted on OWN and it had record ratings, 1.2 million total viewers, which makes it OWN's most watched unscripted series debut in the network's history.
So, are Remy and Papoose getting some money for that title? I feel like they kind of packaged that Black Love term.
I'm sure not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Mm.
Because I think the term Black Love was around for quite some time.
I think so, too.
Yeah, but they wasn't using it. Black Papoose and Remy was putting it all on clothes and everything. Like, I think that they could have got a little pretty penny for that.
All right, well, here is a little snippet from the show.
He's really nice. He's good looking. There's something wrong.
There's never been a discussion about love quite like this.
Love is work, compromise, and a whole bunch of laughter in between.
All right, there's going to be celebrities and non-celebrities talking about their relationships. And there's also some relationships that aren't just black couples, but it could be, you know, white man, black woman, or vice versa.
Mixed love.
Oh, okay, but either way, they're in love with a black person in some way, shape,
correct.
So, according to the co-creators of the show, Cody Oliver, who co-created the series with her husband Tommy, she said it was very important to show black people in very healthy relationships, not exclusively black couples. So
I thought the whole point of Black Love was it was too black people, though. Like, why are you trying to diversify things just for a broader audience?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because there are people that are in mixed race couple relationships. They're interracial relationships, and so.
But I thought that defeats the whole purpose of Black Love. Black Love is two black people loving each other. Like, you know. I understand you got to diversify things and try to broaden things for television.
Look,
but come
one step
on.
At a time. We're getting some positivity on the network right now. With no violence, no beef, and it's just positive Black Love.
Envy, if you and Gia was black, y'all could have been on this show.
We all black, you ass.
All right, now let's discuss Kyrie Irving. Now, he posted his special thank you to Cleveland. He said, "My love extends way beyond the court I have for Cleveland, and it will always be a place that's special because of the great people and experiences, the ups and downs. We stand and fight no matter what the circumstances are, and that's what being in Cleveland embodies." Here's what else he had to say.
Decisions that you make in your life can affect a lot of people all at once. And when you get to that point and you understand that the best intentions for you and ultimately to be in your truth and find out what you really want to do in your life and how you want to accomplish it, that moment comes and you take full advantage of it. And there are no other ulterior reasons other than being happy.
Wow.
Cleveland wrote a response letter to Kyrie Irving. It says, Kyrie, suck my D. I can't stand when these guys write these letters, these Dear John letters to the teams they're leaving. Like, it's business. Just bounce. If you love me so much, you wouldn't be leaving.
It's not for the team. I'm sure for the fans. Man, the fans please. That buy the jersey, come to the games, and really love them.
Yeah, say thank you and keep it. Thank you for the years I've been here and keep it moving. Don't act like you loved us so much, because if you loved us so much, you wouldn't have left.
I mean, it's still about business, but you just want to say thank you. And Kyrie's a good person.
It, yeah.
And Kyrie's done a lot for Jersey. He's from Jersey. He gives back to Jersey. And he sits there and he signs autographs for every kid that goes to the game that waits after for the game. He signs autographs. So he's a good dude.
So he probably has some type of feeling toward the fans.
Absolutely.
In Cleveland.
Don't y'all let
there's nothing wrong with thanking
hey, Cleveland,
the people.
Don't let that keep y'all from booing his ass when he come to play there next year. Okay. First game of the season, I think Boston played Cleveland. Give him them boosts.
No.
Give him the same energy y'all gave LeBron.
Iman Shumpert said
he
knows all of Kyrie Irving's moves, so it should be pretty easy for him. All right, now, Khloe Kardashian, since we're talking about Cleveland, according to Life and Style magazine, is trying to get pregnant by Tristan Thompson and is now not using birth control and would be so excited if she got pregnant.
They're going to have them a nice little power forward. He's going to be at least 6'8", 6'9".
7 foot.
240.
Now, according to Life and Style, she's been trying to get pregnant for more than 4 months, but so far, no luck. Kim Kardashian has been pushing her to hire a surrogate. So she's been giving her all kinds of information on what she can do in order to make sure she has that baby.
Well, that's fun. You know
Tristan
what I'm
Thompson.
Tristan can post his penis up in the paint. You know what I mean? That's going to be fun.
All right. Now, Victor Oladipo, you know him from playing for the Indiana Pacers, is an artist as well. Now, I know what you're thinking. All of these NBA players turned singers and rappers, doesn't ever work out. Well, this one sounds like it might. Check out this song that he put out, and he has his EP coming soon as well. Listen up.
I've been so many places in my life and time. Sung a lot of songs. I made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. We're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you.
So that sounds good.
That boy sounds good. The lyrics trash,
sounds
but he sounds good.
So they sound a million, sold a million songs?
Yeah, the lyrics trash, but he sounds amazing. He gets some songwriters. He got something moving.
Well, that's actually a contemporary spin on Donny Hathaway's song, A Song for You.
Well, still, lyrics are trash, but he sound good.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, we got front page news. We'll give you some Hurricane Harvey updates, and a 12-year-old gets a tattoo. No, a real tattoo. We'll tell you all about it when we come back.
Shut up, Envy.
No.
Jesus Christ.
I like to sing. You want me to sing?
You know who you sound like when you sing Unforgettable?
What?
Mariah Carey.
The old Mariah Carey or new Mariah Carey?
The one that's on the Unforgettable remix right now. That's
what you sound. Still sound better than both of y'all.
Shut up. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, give me a Harvey update.
All right. Well, right now, as far as Harvey in Dallas, there's some issues. There's a gas panic because obviously everybody went out and filled up on gas, and now gas stations are dry, and there's long lines of people trying to get gas, so people did not conserve when this originally happened. I'm not going to lie. I would have been one of those people that went out and got as much gas as possible.
Definitely.
As well, so prices are moving higher. They're also charging up to $8.50 for just a bottle of water, and things are a little crazy right now. In addition to that, people are charging $99 just for a case of water as well.
It's just amazing to me how they don't over-prepare for things like this. They know when a natural disaster like a hurricane is about to hit, the first thing people are going to do is go get gas for their cars, go get gas for their generators. Like, why they don't over-prepare for stuff like this?
Now, absolutely. Donald Trump has said he's giving $1 million to hurricane relief. He's trying to determine which organization he's going to donate that money to, and that's his own personal money. And we are now watching Hurricane Irma. Hurricane Irma is a major threat to the Caribbean and potentially the United States next week. So it was named as a tropical storm Wednesday morning, and by yesterday afternoon, it had strengthened into a large Category 3 hurricane with winds of 115 miles per hour.
Now, I know Donald Trump is not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, and he doesn't make the greatest of choices, and we should follow him never, but the fact that he just doesn't say, you know what, I'm gonna give $1 million to the American Red Cross, I'm gonna figure out which organization to give it to, that should be kind of a red flag to a lot of people.
I agree.
All right. Now let's talk about this child in Georgia who got a tattoo. 12-year-old girl her mom was, the way they all went down, it was a party. It was a Super Bowl party, and the mom, I guess, allowed the tattoo artist who was there giving out tattoos as party favors to tattoo her 12-year-old daughter. Now, the child was in school, and that's when a teacher discovered the cross on her right arm. It said, Jesus loves, the words Jesus loves on the right shoulder.
How do we know the teacher's not an atheist? And she was just upset because this young lady had a cross and Jesus on her shoulder.
Well, a teacher was just upset seeing a tattoo, period, permanent ink on a 12-year-old. Because a 12-year-old should not have a tattoo.
I totally agree. I don't understand why we are allowing kids to make permanent decisions off temporary feelings. Like, we have to stop all this politically correct BS. Kids are kids. When they turn 18, they can make whatever decisions they want. But at 12, you should not be letting your child get a tattoo.
Well, both the tattoo artist Brenda Hope Gaddy and the mother, Emmy Crystal Nolan, were charged with being a party to the crime because, obviously, you cannot tattoo the body of a person under the age of 18. So they were released on a $1,000 bond.
And you would think that two adults would know better. Like, even if the mother says, yeah, I want my child to do this, the tattoo artist should be like, no. I'm not doing it. He's a kid. Come back in 6 years.
Well, according to the tattoo artist, she didn't know she was only 12 years old.
Oh, I got to see this little... Let me see the Instagram then. How big is this little girl? 12 years? Like, how do you mistake a 12-year-old for an 18-year-old? Come on.
Well, let's talk about it in depth, all right? 800-585-1051 now. I got my first tattoo at 17. So I was underage, definitely. When did you get your first tattoo, Charlamagne?
I mean, all my tattoos initially were illegal because tattooing wasn't legal in South Carolina when I was getting tattoos, but I'm pretty sure I was over 18.
No, I was a freshman in college, and it was definitely when I was in 17, when I was 17 years old, and it was in Virginia. Now, let me ask you a question.
I don't have any tattoos, just so you know.
There's a lot of artists that have tattoos. Like, you look at the artist Lil Pump. Lil Pump is a huge artist out there for the kids.
He's over 18.
No, he's 16. Lil Pump is 16.
Really?
Yes. Lil Pump is, I think, 16, maybe 17, and he has tattoos everywhere, all over his face, you name it, he has tattoos. So the question is, 800-585-1051, should kids be allowed to get tattoos if they want?
I think it depends on their pain threshold. If they can withstand the pain of getting a tattoo, then they can get all the tattoos they want.
No.
And listen, I got to see Lil Pump's parental situation. I mean, a guy like Lil Pump, 16 years old with tattoos on his face, probably ain't got no parents. Probably raised by his grandparents, you know what I'm saying? So there was no adult supervision to be had. The guy's probably been on his own for a long time. Bet
and
you have
it's
a conversation
different age
with
limits.
Him, you find that out.
Some places is 16, some places is 18. It depends on what state you're in. In Georgia, it's 18.
But 12 is way too young.
But the fact
I know that much.
If you're a young kid and you look up to Lil Pump and you like Lil Pump as an artist and you follow him around and you see him 15, 16 with all these tattoos, you're going to want to do the same.
You better get that henna.
12 is too young. My daughter asked me for that the other day, matter of fact.
Yeah, henna's fine.
Yes.
Oh, henna.
I thought she was asking me for Hennessy. I didn't know. I was like, what? Henna.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
She explained to me what it was.
No. Well, 800-585-1051. Should kids be allowed to get tattoos if they want? That is the question. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're asking, should kids be allowed to get tattoos if they want? Now, this came out of a story in Front Page News where a 12-year-old got a tattoo of a cross.
Yes. Jesus loves, it said.
Right.
I don't understand why
we're... Or it could be Jesus loves, depending.
Depending, yeah.
I don't understand why we're allowing kids to make permanent decisions off temporary feelings. Like, we got to stop all this politically correct BS. They're kids. Kids are kids. When they turn 18, they can make whatever decisions they want. But we all know how complicated it is when you're young. This girl's not even a teenager yet. So think about all the different emotions that are going through her mind, all the different things she thinks about herself right now. There's no need to get a permanent tattoo at 12.
See, and some of you guys that are adults went and got permanent tattoos and regretted it.
Yeah. I got Wolverine from the X-Men on my arm holding a microphone in his hand. Granted, I still love comic books, still buy them, still love the X-Men, still love Wolverine, even though all the Wolverine movies was trash, even Logan. But I regret this tattoo. I don't want it.
You know, see, for me, I don't really care about my tattoos, but, I mean, all of them have my kids' names. But the thing is, it's hard, difficult being 12 years old, 13 years old, 14 years old, and everybody that you look up to, whether it's a rapper, Lil Wayne, or, you know, your favorite athlete, Odell Beckham, LeBron James, they all have tattoos, and you want to be them. You know, as a kid, I wanted to be Michael Jordan. If Michael Jordan got a pair of kicks, I bought those kicks. Michael Jordan didn't have tattoos, but Michael Jordan did have an earring, and Lawrence Taylor had an earring, and that's why it made me go get my earring.
I just think you should wait until you get older to make these type of permanent decisions. Like, when I was young, I wanted to be Teen Wolf, bro. Like, you couldn't tell me I wasn't Teen Wolf in third grade. I used to be howling. I sat down at the lunch table one time, and I swore my ears got pointy, and everybody ran from me. The moral of the story of what I'm trying to say is, I did not know myself. So why would I make a permanent decision off a temporary feeling? What if I would have went and got a werewolf tattoo on my back? You know what I'm saying?
How do we know you ain't got one?
That is true, but how stupid would I look now?
Well, I'm glad I don't have any tattoos.
My goodness.
I'm not going to lie.
Hello, who's this?
What's up? It's Ernie from Florida.
Now, you a tattoo artist, bro?
Yeah, man.
Now, what's the youngest person you tattoo? We won't put your real name or your address or your store out there. We're just curious.
Honestly, the youngest I did was probably like 11, 12.
Whoa, that's crazy.
I'm calling the boys
on
you.
Sometimes in Florida, there's no requirement. As long as you have a parent's consent, you can do any age. You know?
Florida don't count. And I always tell y'all the craziest people in America are in the Bronx and all of Florida. So Florida don't count.
Now, what are you tattooing an 11-year-old, bro?
No, honestly, for me, as a tattoo artist, it got to be something sentimental. Like, honestly, my grandma just had cancer, and all the girls from the family got a symbol that represents my grandma. You feel me? And my niece, she's 13. She got the same symbol, you know? So
13? Jeez.
At 13, but it's sentimental. You know, she had cancer. She was almost gone, but luckily she made it, you know? So it all depends on what the tattoo is.
I agree with that. Like, you know, getting a tattoo of Jesus or, like, what your niece got for your grandma, that makes sense.
Not at 11.
It's no lollipop. Yeah, but you know, how long would the grandma could have been gone? The time she turned legal age, and she's gonna get it then, you know? It was a family thing at the time, so.
All right.
It all depends. You know, I agree on both sides, really, you know, because you're out here trying to get a lollipop and music notes, and you 12, don't get the hell out of here.
Did your niece cry?
Well, actually, she didn't. She took it, you know? That was real surprising. Tattoos don't hurt as much as they used to for some reason.
Now, let me ask you this. If you don't agree with what she wanted to get as a tattoo or a child wanted to get, would you turn it down?
I have turned down a lot of tattoos, you know, for young people, and especially because I don't feel it was the right choice. But, like, if it made sense to me, I would have done it, you know? There's a lot of tattoos I turned down.
If your niece wanted to get Kodak Black's face on her back.
Oh, stop it.
My God. Hey, look. I'll be put in a Catholic school after that.
All right. Thank you, bro. 800-585-1051. Should kids be allowed to get tattoos? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're talking about should kids be allowed to get tattoos if they want. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Josh.
Hey, Josh, what you think about kids getting tattoos, bro?
I got my first tattoo when I was 12. I actually got it from my father. He was doing tattoos in South Carolina.
He was trying. He was trying it out. He was practicing on you.
I got a cross with wings on my back, like between my shoulders.
I bet you it looked trash.
No, it looked all right. I still have it. I never got it covered up.
All my South Carolina tattoos are complete trash.
You know what? What happens, though, because you're still young and your body's still growing? Do tattoos ever, like, because I don't know, I don't have any. As you get older or, like, gain weight, get bigger, do they ever, like, stretch out?
I didn't get too much bigger since I was 12. I kind of just stayed the same size.
Smoking cigarettes, too?
110 pounds.
Yeah.
Sounds like you had a very unhealthy lifestyle. You probably didn't get a lot of vegetables because your parents were too busy giving you tattoos.
Yeah, it probably wasn't the greatest, but I had fun.
Where's your father now?
He's actually in a nursing home.
Damn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's in a nursing home now.
All right.
Sorry to hear that, brother.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Crystal. I'm with my daughter, Bianca.
Hey, Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. Hey, Bianca. Why you just ain't
with
Beyonce?
Hi, Charlamagne.
Hey, boo. Hey, boo.
Now, what do you think about kids getting tattoos?
I'm talking to my daughter, and I'm basically telling her that, we listen to you guys, and she's like, Mommy, I wouldn't want no tattoo, but I would definitely want a nose piercing. And I'm like, why?
But you know what? That was a style. I remember when I was in high school, a lot of girls had
nose pierced.
Yeah, a lot of girls had nose pierced.
It actually came back into style.
Let me talk to Bianca, please. Bianca, can I talk to Bianca?
Yes, I'm right here.
Bianca.
Yes? Hey,
you don't need a nose piercing right now, Bianca, because it's going to always look like you got a boogie.
Not right now.
When?
Not right now. When I get older. What's older?
like 18. I'll show out.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Once you turn 18, you can do whatever you want.
It definitely looks like you have a booger all the time.
You're
going to
look like you
got
a booger in, but you still, you know, you made the decision to look like you always got a booger at 18. I'm not mad at that.
Well, no, and those earring holes close up. I know a lot of people had earrings.
Yeah, but then they leave a scar.
Absolutely.
Yes,
it looks
they
silly.
Do. Yes,
I see people that don't have a scar anymore.
And then you know what? What happened if you keloid? If you're a keloid and you don't know and you got
exactly.
that bad keloid in your nose.
I'm a keloid, so you keloid and you do not want no booger on your permanent booger on your nose.
Boy, you know how stupid you're going to look with a keloid on your nose? Don't do it, Bianca.
Do not do it. My cousin is, she has two twins and they're what, 17 now? And they have tattoos, belly piercing, nose piercing. So she's like, they can do it. And I'm like, they ain't going to be nothing in the future either.
No,
I'm just playing.
You're telling the truth.
I used to always want to get a nose ring. My mom told me no.
They are limiting
their
options.
I don't think that's attractive.
You are limiting your options when you get all those tattoos and nose rings at 17.
Exactly. She's like, my cousin, she's like, oh, she wanted to be a lawyer first, but now that she done got all his tattoos
she
and
be a rapper.
So she's like, well, now she wants to watch babies. I say, of course.
She want to watch babies.
She ain't watching my baby watch.
<What? laughs> We used to call those babysitters. That's what they call them now?
Watch
babies.
Baby
watcher. What are you? I'm a baby watcher.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Tyler.
Hey, mama. We're talking about kids getting tattoos. What's your opinion?
Okay, I regretted my tattoo. I got a tattoo when I was 15 years old in my uncle's living room. The guy that did it was actually high as a kite, and it cost me $20.
What kind of tattoo?
My brother paid for it, but...
Whose name did you get on you?
I didn't get nobody's name. I actually got, like, a tattoo with some eyes on my back. I was, like, 15. Mm-hmm. My mom didn't know nothing about it. I got it covered up, like, 6 years later, but I hated it.
Some eyes on your back because you probably had some stupid ass philosophy like I need somebody to watch my back so I'll watch mine.
Yes. Oh, yes, God. Yes. It was the dumbest thing ever. And the eyes were like the size of a quarter and they looked cross.
That's what happens. Oh, that's what happens when you start smoking weed at an early age.
Thank you.
I wasn't.
Yes,
thank you, mama.
Are.
See, I started off, I put my kids' names on me because I, at the time, I only had two kids. But now that I got five kids, it's really just, it's just getting bigger and bigger.
You and Gia came out the gate with two kids?
No, well, not out the gate, but I got our first kid, we got married. Remember, we were together since teens. So we got married a year, had our first daughter, then we had a son. And then we waited in between like 10 years. So it only started off with two tattoos, and now it's four or five of them on my arm.
Four or five. You don't even remember how many kids he got.
No, I got five kids, but I got two. I got some more tattoos still to go.
Okay.
Oh, you gonna have more kids?
No, I have four tattoos. I gotta put the fifth one on there.
I thought you meant like a few more.
No more kids. Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Wow, before you said this is it, now you're saying we'll see.
I love kids, man.
Is Gia pregnant?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't wear a condom anymore.
This Negro.
It's that time of the year, baby.
Don't wear condoms. I don't wear no damn condoms.
I heard festival's coming up.
Me neither. What's the radio festival? You never know. She might get pregnant soon.
What's the point of getting married if I got to still wear
That's
condoms?
That's what I'm talking about. Bust off. I bust off last night. Good
but
one,
does,
too.
Let's not change the subject on the fact that you really
too bad
are
Gia
Dominican.
Was out of town.
I am not Dominican. Why am I Dominican?
You are Dominican.
Why?
Because you got 20 kids and counting.
No, I don't have 20. I got
That's
five.
That's a stereotype.
It's not a stereotype if it's true. All right?
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, man, don't make permanent decisions off temporary feelings. Kids are kids. And you got to allow kids to be kids. Now, when they're 18 years old and they're able to make their own decisions as adults, cool. Let them do their thing. But in the meantime, don't make permanent decisions off temporary feelings.
All right. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we are going to be talking about Hurricane Harvey. And we'll tell you what other celebrities have been doing as far as their donations and what they are encouraging you to do as well.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, let's get to the rumors. Let me give you a little tease.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Great tease, Envy.
Thank you.
But it was a really little one.
Yeah, I was going to say Tyler Perry, but all right.
All right. Well, Tyler Perry has joined the Hurricane Harvey Club as far as donating money, but he donated $1 million. All right, so we told you before, Donald Trump is pledging $1 million, and now Tyler Perry has done it. Ellen DeGeneres, Walmart donated $1 million. She donated that on her show. Now, here's what he had to say about where he is giving this money.
Joel and Victoria are amazing people. There's no way that they would lock people out of the church or not let people in for a shelter. There were some safety concerns. I spoke to them on the phone, and it all made perfect sense to me. So at this $1 million, I'm breaking it up into quarters. I'm sending $250,000 to Lakewood. And also, I'm working with Beyonce's pastor, Rudy Rasmus, to give in another $250,000. And I'm saving $500 for other charities right now. I'm not quite sure exactly which ones they use or go to.
Drop on the Clues Bonds of Tyler Perry. I appreciate that, you know. He's also opening his home to any young men who may need a place
stop
to
it.
Stay.
You stop it.
Come on, man.
You stop it.
Now, J.J. Watt has already raised more than $13 million for Hurricane Harvey.
J.J. Watt will have to start his own foundation. You can't just be raising that kind of money and not have a place to put it.
You Caring fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
Is what he is doing.
Gotcha.
Now, Drake just donated toward that foundation as well. Here's what Drake said.
My good friend J.J. Watt started a fundraising effort through You Caring, and I've donated $200,000 towards it. I'll be leaving the link in my bio. The journey to rebuilding is going to be a long one, so anything you can give is greatly appreciated.
I respect everybody that's giving money to organizations that are going to directly impact the people. Salute to my guy, Trader Truth. That's who I'm giving, you know, my money and resources to. Him and the Angel by Nature and Friends Know Houston and Golden Triangle. They are raising money for Port Arthur in Houston, and you can call 832-250-3565 for more details on that.
Okay.
All right, now, according to J.J. Watt, he said, my first phase is what I'm doing is this weekend. My teammates and I have semi-trucks rolling in from out of town that we filled up. We have about 9 semi-trucks that are going to come to town, and that's all filled with stock, supplies, water, food, clothing, everything. So that's their first step, just starting this weekend. And he's also having a collection drive in Wisconsin, where he lives, for victims of the flooding. They're asking for donations of blankets, non-perishable items. And then he said he's going to regroup and devise a new plan for the millions he has raised and seek advice from individuals and organizations that help victims of Katrina.
That's dope.
All right, now, Chuck D and Flavor Flav had some back and forth. Now, apparently, Flavor Flav has a lawsuit. He's suing Chuck D and Public Enemy producers, saying they cut him off from royalties, merchandising, and performance fees.
I seen Flavor Flav last weekend, too.
Oh, you did? Where? In Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Chuck D said, we will be together on a future stage, and he also thinks that Flavor Flav will again be embarrassed admitting on stage about the way it spun out. It's always this way with him. He said he's ready and willing to address Flavor Flav's concerns in the future, but right now he hopes his partner will be woke in the rehearsal studio and paying attention to the work we and all the members do worldwide.
What is Flavor hoping to get, though?
I guess he feels like he's owed some money. He didn't get certain royalties, merchandising money, so... do that audit and see. Now, Flavor Flav said, attention, everyone. This is Flavor Flav speaking himself. I love my partner, Chuck D. Everyone, so don't get it twisted. We will fix it. And he wants you to know it's nothing like that. So that's good to know. At least they can perhaps resolve
it. But
he's
just realizing in 2017. I mean, I don't know if he's not receiving royalties or not. But if he's not, he's just realizing he's not hasn't received royalties in 2017. Like, when's the last time Public Enemy put out an album?
Well, I don't know. But according to Chuck D, it's a third-party merchandiser and... just the way the business works now, so it's probably something more current.
Oh, so they probably mean like those, like you see, like the Public Enemy, like
hats, t-shirts,
right. Figures,
action
and hats.
Figures. Yeah,
I think I've seen clocks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so he probably feels like I need to get my just due. All right, Remy Ma and Cardi B, are they gonna work on some music together? Of course, they're both from the Bronx, right? Well, here is what Remy had to say during a VH1 Facebook Live.
Oh, we actually were talking about it last night.
I hope so.
She like literally grabbed me. She was like, we need to do a song together. I was like, okay. She's like, I'm not playing. I'm serious. I'm like, you got my number.
Never. I'm in for that.
Remy Ma had admitted, she said, you know, when she first heard it in this business, you see people come in and take this thing as a joke, this rap thing. And then she said, I saw one day she was 17 in high school. She was performing in a talent show, and it just changed everything. I think she works really hard, and she deserves it.
Two of my favorite personalities on the planet. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Cardi B and Remy Ma. Cardi B got the number 2 song in the country, number 1 rap record, and Bodak Yellow just went gold.
Yep, congratulations to Cardi B.
Yes.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Now a good time to remind DJ Self that he used to run with Cardi B. That he introduced her.
I'm sure
now's not a good time.
I'm sure he knows.
I'm just making sure.
He knows.
But he's got Mariah Lynn on deck. Oh, she's going to be big.
No, he got Luga Cash. Luga Cash is like his record.
I was playing. I was being sarcastic.
I know you are.
Okay. Just want to throw that out there.
All right, sarcastic, man.
I got to stop being me.
Yes.
Yeah, that's self is your friend.
I didn't have to say that. I didn't even have to say that.
That's your friend. It's unnecessary.
We'll just throw your buns around. Who are you giving a donkey to?
Donkey today is going to 2 young men, Joseph McKinnis and Tyree McCoy. We'd like them to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them, please.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Charlemagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, September 1st goes to Joseph McInnes III and Tyree McCoy, 21 and 22 years old, respectively. And I don't know if I've told you, but one of my favorite pastimes nowadays is watching would-be robbers attempt to rob establishments and then receiving instant karma. I don't care if it's store owners fighting the would-be robbers back and overpowering them, or would-be robbers dropping their guns and then getting overpowered, or would-be robbers getting shot by store owners. I love to see instant karma. Oh, it's an amazing thing to behold. And I wish I had video of this one because it sounds like a doozy. See, Joseph and Tyree woke up and said, you know what would be a good thing to do today? We should rob a bar. And one thing robbers never really think about is who is in these bars when they rob them. They always think about the money they are going to get or whatever valuables they could get. But they never think about what type of human beings could be in these bars that could possibly be obstacles to their ultimate goal. Have you ever seen the cinematic classic Coming to America? Remember when Samuel L. Jackson ran up in McDowell's with the shotgun pump and tried to stick up the place, shot a hole in the ceiling, but he didn't know Hakeem and Simi could fight their asses off? He didn't know Hakeem and Simi were trained in the martial arts? Those are the kind of obstacles would-be robbers don't think about because they believe they're in control because they got the gun. And we all know it's no fun when the rabbit got the gun. But here's the thing. Nowadays, a lot of these would-be robbers are already rabbits. And sometimes rabbits walk right into a den full of wolves. And that's exactly what happened to Joseph and Tyree. Charlamagne, what are you talking about? Well, let's go to WBAL-TV NBC 11 for the report, please.
Monahan's Pub in Woodlawn is known as a police officer hangout. Dozens of off-duty Baltimore County officers were there celebrating a fellow officer's retirement early Tuesday night when investigators say these two men went into the takeout portion of the restaurant and held an employee up at gunpoint.
At that time, the person who had been behind the counter knew that there was a retirement party for a police officer happening. So they went into the other portion, alerted the officers to the fact that they had just been involved in an armed robbery.
According to investigators, the suspects had just left the restaurant, but they didn't get far before the off-duty officers at the party ran out and took them into custody. Police aren't saying how much cash 21-year-old Joseph McInnes III and 22-year-old Tyree McCoy initially got away with, but they say none of the employees, patrons, or officers was injured. McCoy and McInnes are charged with armed robbery and possession of a handgun.
Yeah, Joseph and Tyree didn't think this one through. Okay, you walk into a bar that's a known hangout for police officers. You walked into the bar to rob it and didn't know that it was a retirement party for a police officer. So it was a bunch of off-duty officers in there. Joseph and Tyree might as well have walked into a police station and tried to rob the evidence locker. They would have gotten the same result much quicker. And let me tell you something else. You need to do yourself a favor and Google Joseph McInnes and Tyree McCoy and look at their mugshots. I don't condone people getting beat up by police, but they earned this one. And by the looks of their mugshot and hearing this story, they deserved every bit of this ass whipping for being stupid, okay? By the looks of their mugshot.
No, he wasn't ready.
That was random. what the hell? By the looks of their mugshot, Joseph and Tyree became a drunk party game for these police officers, okay? They looked like they literally got turned into human piñatas, and the police was just hitting on them, beating them, waiting for some candy to fall out. They both were charged with armed robbery and possession of a handgun, and both are being held without bail in the Baltimore County Detention Center right now. This isn't really their fault. This is like a natural disaster you couldn't prepare for, but they kind of could have prepared for it because what happened to staking out the place before you rob it? One quick peek in the party, even though the cops were off duty, could have prevented the ass whipping and arrest that they received at the hands of the police. I don't have anything left to say about this situation. Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give Joseph McInnes and Tyree McCoy the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
Now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, when we come back, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
And we're asking today, as Freaky Friday, 800-585-1051, have you ever got injured having sex?
Yes, there's a lot of chances that injuries can happen. I was actually reading this article that they published in The Sun, and they were talking about people having heart attacks during sex. Heart attacks are 4 times more deadly than those suffered during less intimate physical activity. So,
how old are these people, though?
Oh, I don't know. It's just a study. It doesn't have a certain age. But if you're at risk for a heart attack and then you're having sex, there's more of a chance that it could not end well.
That sounds like old Negroes on Young Poom Poom to me.
But I'm sure everybody's had an injury during sex. Maybe you were trying to be sexy in the shower and you guys slid and fell.
I just got injured the other day. I tried to jump over, you know, the footboard. I tried to jump over the footboard and dive into the bed on some diving Teddy Pendergrass.
You stupid.
And I hit my leg on the footboard.
Diving like Teddy Pendergrass? What does that even mean?
See this big bruise?
Damn. What does that even mean? Wow, Envy really like got Teddy injured. Pendergrass.
Envy, can you pull your pants up?
I need you to explain this Teddy Pendergrass thing, because I don't think you realize
your daughter's here and she doesn't know what you're doing.
First of all, I need you to explain.
What? I just showed everybody the
bruise. This Teddy Pendergrass thing. What
like
do you mean?
Like smooth.
Like what nice do you mean, smooth. Like Teddy Pendergrass, though?
Teddy Pendergrass was smooth.
You know how Teddy Pendergrass got injured? He got injured during sex.
Yeah, he definitely
did. You might need to Google that story.
I know that story, but I didn't mean that story.
You might need to Google that story.
I didn't mean that story. See, why you always take it that way?
Because you took it that way.
I just hurt my leg. That's it.
Every tender ass.
Pendergrass. You got injured like Teddy Pendergrass.
No,
I don't understand.
I didn't say injured like Teddy Pendergrass.
You said you got injured like Teddy Pendergrass.
I want to get, you know what? Forget you. You know what? But you see my injury.
But anyway, yes, we've all saw it.
Oh, my goodness. But that happened the other night. So,
speaking of butt.
585-1051. Have you ever got injured during sex? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm not letting Cedric bust off in my face.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky, 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 Freaky Friday.
And the Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday question is, have you ever gotten injured during sex?
Got an injury during sex. Now, there's this whole article in the Sun. Yes, Envy showed us his injury. And it's discussing how you can possibly get injured during certain sex positions. For instance, during doggy style, there's a concern for the man that if you're thrusting and it slips out and then you go to put it back in and you hit the wrong area, you could perhaps...
Put in the butt?
No, you could bend your penis.
Oh.
And I'm sure that hurts.
Why would your penis bend? Penises don't bend.
Yeah, exactly. They're not supposed to. Actually, I know a story about a porn star who was having sex and she was on top. And this is a danger of a woman being on top in the cowgirl position where you bounce too hard. You can actually fracture a man's penis. And she said she landed back down on it and the condom filled up with blood.
Oh, my goodness.
Sounds like a fat girl to me. Who is this chunky chick you speaking of?
It was Pinky, the porn star, that this happened.
Oh, she's portly. Very portly.
Now, what about you, Charlamagne? Any injuries?
I mean, no. I haven't had any injuries. I mean, every now and then you might pull like a little hamstring or something, you know what I'm saying? Or like, you know.
A Charlie
like,
horse.
Or you get like a little cramp or something.
Don't but you I've look never so had... stupid when you get a Charlie horse, right?
Wait a minute.
You try to rub it out.
I mean,
you just got to keep thrusting. You got to thrust your way through it. You know, sometimes you got to tweak your way through things. Sometimes you got to thrust your way through a little Charlie horse or a little cramp. But other than that, no, I've never had like an injury.
As a woman, sometimes things happen like perhaps you're like, okay, I want to have sex on the floor and mm-hmm. it's carpeted. And you could get rug burn.
Oh, what about hit your head on the headboard?
That's a light injury. Have you ever had an injury, Angelique?
Yeah, I've definitely had rug burn before.
Rug burn.
Another thing that happens sometimes is if a guy is takes it out and puts it back in, you could get like air trapped inside of you, and then it gives you a cramp
and
in your stomach.
Farting?
That's a queef.
I love when a little air gets in there. I like me a little queef.
Yeah,
now.
But sometimes it hurts when it gets like. You do it too frequently. And then, I don't know if you saw Insecure, what happened with Issa Rae. I'm sure a lot of women can attest to this, but if you're performing oral too well and then he surprisingly can't control himself and it gets in your eye.
That wasn't an injury.
You can have temporary blindness.
That actually was a silly scene. I hated that scene in Insecure because, you know, she went down there and gave him fellatio. You know what happens when you give fellatio. She knew something was coming out.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Sean from Philly.
Hey, Sean from Philly. Now, have you ever had an injury during sex?
Yeah. I was going at it with the wife one night and got a sharp pain down there, and my nutsack actually grew to the size of a grapefruit. It went black and blue.
Oh, my gosh. That's so what was
they
that?
They were talking about, you need to go to the hospital now. You might have torsion. You might lose this. You might lose that. And here, it actually protects itself by blowing up these little
sacks of fluid around your testicles to actually protect them.
Oh my God.
It's not like sitting in an ER trying to explain to all of them how it happened.
Oh, they've seen it all.
Yeah, I'm sure they've seen worse.
Yeah, but it's interesting.
But when you're sitting there and you're with an ultrasound tech and she's like, at least a 12 or 13 trying to explain to this hot chick how it happened. Mm.
Oh, man, please. You should be happy. You've been grapefruiting before Tiffany Haddish and girlfriends.
My goodness. Hello, who's this?
Hello, good morning.
Hey, what's your name?
Tara.
Hey, have you had what's your worst sex injury?
I haven't had a sex injury, but I work for a urologist.
Uh-oh.
Who does specialize in penile fractures and penile injuries when they occur.
I told you that he had.
Yeah. So, like, this one guy came in. He said he was in pain down there.
Mm-hmm.
And we assessed him, made him go to the room. I went into a sister doctor, and he said, well, I'm scared to show you, but my partner came down on me too hard, and I think he broke it. So the doctor said, okay, let me see. When he pulled his hands down, it was folded all, like, under.
Ow! Mm. I don't even have a penis, and that hurt me.
We have one guy that put a rubber band around it and forgot it for months.
Why would he do that? Why would you want to be rubber band man on his penis? Where you supposed to put
that's
the rubber
what we
band
call him.
Rubber band.
That's what we call
man.
Him.
So what happened? His penis, he lost all circulation?
He had gangrene?
Yeah, he had to actually end up getting it removed.
His penis?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, what'd y'all do?
How could you forget?
He had to do a partial penectomy. Because when people, I never noticed until I started working in urology, people do the craziest things.
I told you.
And they hide it. They hide it until they get to us. So
let me ask you a question.
Us and you have a, huh?
When you take somebody's penis off, do you allow them to take it home with them? Like, can they... You bag it up?
I think they put it in biohazard.
Because I would want my penis, you know.
Yeah, a little to go order.
I don't know if he gives it back to them, but I know he takes it off.
You ain't going to just take my penis and not let me have it. If I can save my kid an umbilical cord, I can have my own penis.
There you go.
Well, you can't be putting rubber bands around it and then your partner come down too hard on you.
I would never do such a thing.
Thank you, Mama. 800-585-1051. What's the worst thing that's happened during sex? Call us up. We're talking sex injuries. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hello, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're asking, well, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday.
Have you ever injured yourself or your partner during sex? What's the worst injury you ever had?
Right. What line you want to go to, E7?
Six.
Six? Hello, who's this?
This is Zell, Z-E-L.
Hey, you ever had an injury during sex, bro?
Yes, man.
Tell us about it.
You sound like you've been butthurt a couple times.
Well, first and foremost, I'd like to say good morning to everybody.
Good morning,
Charlamagne.
Good morning.
Well, this past year, I was it was my first Valentine's Day with my girl. And so we're in a standalone shower hotel. I was trying to perform oral sex on her, pleasure orally. And, like, in the midst of her, like, standing up and me bending down, I almost drowned myself, literally. Not from her juices, but from
the water
hitting my nose and my mouth.
What a way to die.
That was an amateur move. That happened to me one time.
Yeah, she grabbed my neck up and said, boy, what the hell are you trying to do yourself? You trying to drown? But, yeah.
That ruined the mood, didn't it?
Definitely.
Oh, no. We still got a thing done.
Wow. Okay.
All right,
Val, thanks for calling.
Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Mari the plug,
man. We're asking sex injuries. Somebody plugged you, bro?
Yeah, man. See, what happened was I was hitting shorty back and broke. So I caught a cramp in my right leg and I kicked out with my left. That was it.
You kicked her out with the left?
Yeah, kicked out with the left leg.
Why you kicked her out?
Because she broke my
It was a reflex.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a reflex. We got James on the line. James, what happened to you?
James, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
What happened, man? Craziest sex story, man. You got injured?
Man, let me tell you about this, man. I was getting some. I was getting you from before playing. It was cool.
No cursing.
And then shorty, my bad. I apologize. But shorty ended up, she ended up biting my, like, she scraped my stuff, man. Like, I started bleeding and stuff.
You were bleeding? Wow.
Yeah. She had some sharp teeth, feel me? So I was
a rookie.
She's a rookie. That's what
she
I'm saying.
She was a rookie.
So I was like, I'm like, damn, man, like, man.
So did you make her stop, or did you just be like, all right, be careful?
I'm going to be honest, man. I texted my man. I told him to call me and tell him to come get him because I got to get out of there.
You called your man to come finish the job. I get it.
My
James, did you scream?
I screamed, but I had a little, it was like a ooh, like I'm so young and May.
She probably thought you liked it.
She definitely thought you liked it.
All right, Mariah's on the line. What's up, Mariah?
Mariah Lynn, what's happening? How are you? Good morning.
I'm good. How are you all?
Good morning, Mariah. Now we're asking, have you ever got injured during sex?
Yes, when me and my husband first started dating or messing around, he definitely knocked my birth control out of place. And I had to have it surgically removed.
Oh, my gosh.
What, so he was that deep?
What you had in a camera? Yeah. What you call that? What they call those?
What do you mean?
He said, what kind of birth control was it?
It was the Mirena.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Goodness gracious. So what's the moral of the story, guys?
And I got to tell you one more, because you can even injure yourself by yourself. King D, that ish, actually tweeted, he d***ed off and ripped some skin from beating it too hard.
That's just ridiculous. You weren't using no lotion or nothing. Like,
oh,
that's
my gosh.
Stupid.
That's a dry masturbation. Stupid.
And you must have been uncircumcised.
I don't know about that. But anyway, what's the moral of the story, guys?
I mean, there's no moral of the story. It's just be careful.
Be more careful.
Be careful. That's all. Like, Jesus Christ, people.
Make sure you stretch before and after sex. Make sure you don't go up too high and then come down.
Goodness gracious.
Too hard.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, Jamie Foxx. Let's see if you guys can guess who his impression is of when we come back.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Listen up. Well, Jamie Foxx is doing a movie called All Star Weekend. He's directing that and is starring Robert Downey Jr. And here is Jamie Foxx playing Cleveland A. Smith. Who is Cleveland A. Smith? Well, he is Stephen A. Smith's twin. Check it out.
Here we are on the set of All Star Weekend. I am Cleveland A. Smith. I am the twin brother of Stephen A. Smith. Everyone know he took my style, but ballers are going to ball at all times. Period. All-Star Weekend, the movie.
Good impression?
Great impression. I mean, come on, man. That's one of Jamie Foxx's scripts. Jamie Foxx definitely is a great impersonator of people. You know what's so funny about Jamie Foxx? I don't think we truly appreciate how talented Jamie Foxx is. Like, Jamie is very well-rounded at a lot of different things, from acting.
Absolutely.
You know what's great about Jamie Foxx? We looked at him as a comedian at first, and then he started doing music, and I was like, how can I take Jamie Foxx seriously? But then he has some good music.
Yeah. Some great music.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He has some really good music, and then he's able to do dramatic movies.
Yep.
He can really transform into a character.
The guy's got an Oscar. I mean, Ray was a phenomenal performance. I've only seen two other people channel somebody the way Jamie Foxx channeled Ray Charles. And I don't even think they did it as good as Jamie. And that would be Angela Bassett as Tina Turner and Denzel Washington as Malcolm X.
All right. Well, this movie is going to be his directorial debut. So we got to make sure we check that out. And speaking of acting, 50 Cent, now he is giving it to stars. Now, let's not forget that Power is coming on. It's going to be the finale on Sunday. But he's saying that I'm starting to think BET is better than Stars. And then he posted a picture of himself with the head of programming. He said, I don't want to kiss nobody over there. So he was upset. He told people to cancel Stars after the season finale of Power. And he said that he did leak the rest of the season online. But I feel like 50 might be just saying things like to troll us. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, I wonder how the people at the network feel about that. But you know what? 50 don't care. 50's a boss.
He definitely don't care.
And he shouldn't care. Because, you know, I think a lot of these networks need to appreciate the content that a lot of our people are bringing to their networks. And I think a lot of times, just because they don't understand it, they don't quite push it the way that they should, so to speak.
All right, and Mahershala Ali is going to star in True Detective Season 3. So he's going to be the star of that on HBO. So they reported that recently. I like Mahershala Ali. You guys all saw Moonlight, right?
Mm-hmm. I still haven't seen Moonlight, man.
Oh, you have to see that. It's just an excellent movie. Yeah, I'm disappointed in you, man. Make sure you make that a priority to watch that.
Oh. What are you guys doing this weekend?
This weekend? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? It's a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
It's Labor Day weekend.
I'm catching up on The Defenders this weekend.
I'm going to be in Philly. I'm going to Made in America.
You're going to Made in America. Okay.
Yes, I am. And again, condolences out to my girl Gigi McGuire from Lip Service. Her mom passed away, so they actually have the funeral in Philly this weekend. So I'm going to go there, and then I'm going to be with my boy Kaiser. We're going to go to Made in America. It's my first time going.
Okay.
So I'm sure I'll have some exclusive details when I get back.
All right. Well, enjoy yourself. Up next is the People's Choice Mix. We're going to start off the mix with some new Fabolous. This is a world premiere that Fab put out featuring Chris Brown. And then the mix is all about Virgos. Every Virgo, from Noriega to Ludacris to Swiss Beats to Nas. We're going to get on some of the
Are you playing the new Nori or the old Nori? You playing that new Uno Mas?
I might have to sneak that in.
Okay.
Don't tell nobody. All right. Well, the mix is up next. It's the People's Choice Mix.